Rose.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I come from a continent where between 70 to 80% of the people are farmers. In my country, Ethiopia, more than 80% of them are farmers. And as I said, I was doing mapping, participatory mapping, in various African countries. I did it in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Tanzania, Togo, Ghana, Benin, Ethiopia, even in Sweden to some extent, in Colombia also. If this declaration reflects the reality on ground, there actually exists collective rights. I can give you an example. For example, in the southwest of Ethiopia, there is a place called Shaka, and the farmers have a kobo. It's a big, big, big forest area. Each of the farmers do have their own trees, which they use to put their beehives. And they have, their right is to put their beehive and harvest honey when it is ready. Otherwise, they cannot cut the trees or they cannot take any other material. And that's managed collectively by the local community. And in almost all the places I did the mapping, there are communal lands, like grazing lands, which are managed really in a very sophisticated way by the local community. If you go to any local community in Ethiopia, for example, and build a water resource for the local community, they manage it collectively. So there's a lot of collective exercise of management. And I think if this declaration really reflects the reality on the ground in Africa, I think we should have a collective right. Thank you very much.